Welcome to the Altitude Sessions, where we rise above the noise and speak the truths our bodies have been whispering long before our minds caught up. I'm your host, Robin Vox, and today we're talking about something you can't outrun, outthink, or outwork. What happens to your body when the world tilts? Let's fly. The world shifted these last few weeks. Policies changed, power flipped, people were left hanging in uncertainty. And every time the world shakes, our bodies record it. You may not have language for what's happening inside you, but your body does. The tight jaw, the shallow breathing, the snapping at small things, the feeling of dread you can't name, the exhaustion that hits out of nowhere. Your body is just saying, I've been holding more than you realize. Let's be honest. For those of us walking this world in melanated skin, and especially those of us doing it in uniform, the last 43 days have not just been political. They've been personal. Your body doesn't just watch the news. It reacts to it. It remembers what survival feels like. It pays attention even when you pretend not to. And the cost of holding composure in public is always a bill the body pays in private. Maybe your shoulders have been tight. Maybe your sleep has been off. Maybe small things suddenly feel big. Maybe your appetite changed. This isn't weakness. These are symptoms of overwhelm. Your body has been screaming, the world is shaky, and I need you to slow down long enough to feel it. We live in a culture that expects us to keep flying, but wings get tired. Even birds land. Even pilots rest. So what do you do when the world is unstable? You return to what your body understands. A few ways. Get quiet on purpose. Silence can be medicine. Put your feet on the ground, literally. Name what hurts, because unspoken fear becomes tension. Let the flock support you, because no one's wings are meant to carry everything. Take three real breaths, not the cute ones, the ones that shake something loose. Your body is not betraying you, it's asking for you. This has been the Altitude Sessions, and today's reminder is simple. Your body isn't dramatic. Your body isn't overreacting. Your body is telling the truth before you do. Listen to it. Honor it. Come home to it. In our next session, we'll explore the sacred intelligence of rage, not as a weapon, but as a